The American Broadcasting Company presents The Notorious Tariq. Mine is a strange business. No time clock, no office, no title. My work may take an hour or a year. It may lead me across the street or around the world. You see, I find and collect things. Things of great rarity and value. And wherever there are such things, wherever the stakes are high, there are sure to be scoundrels in search of plunder. And often, it seems, for one reason or another, there also am I. Oh, yes. My name is François Tariq. And who is the notorious Tariq? He is many things to many men and women. To some, his name strikes terror. To others, it spells enchantment. To you, it means adventure, intrigue, and romance. Ladies and gentlemen, the American Broadcasting Company is proud to present The Notorious Tariq, written by Milton Merlin and starring that celebrated actor, Torrin Bates.
No. You?
No.
We should be, you know. It's almost morning.
Well, Miriam, you wanted to be on deck to see England with the dawn.
And I wanted to dance with you. And I wanted to smell the fog again. English fog.
It does smell different, doesn't it? It's about the only thing that hasn't changed.
You've been here since the war, Terry?
Oh, yes.
I haven't. I've looked forward so much to being in London again. Sometimes I wonder...
Cold?
Just a little.
Here, take my scarf.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful pendant.
Oh, you like it?
Very much, but that's a very strange setting for that kind of an emerald.
Strange?
Too conventional. That isn't an ordinary stone.
Well, after all, it's just an imitation. A good one, though.
Very good. Warmer now?
A little.
Is that better?
Much.
My arms about a beautiful woman. I have often greeted the coast of England, but never in such pleasant company. Too bad she's such a liar, for I swear that the pendant she wore wasn't an imitation, but one of the most beautiful emeralds I have ever seen. I wonder if she misinterpreted my interest in it. Anyway, I was sorry when she left me. But after all, the boat was already docking, I had my own packing to do, and we had made a date at the Claridge. Yes?
Mr. Tariq?
Yes.
My name is Pearson. Would you mind coming with me, please?
But what do you want with me?
Shall we say that you are under protective custody?
And who, may I ask, is trying to protect me?
Scotland Yard. Mr. Tariq, my name is...
How do you do, Inspector Phillips?
Oh, you remember me. Won't you sit down, please? I trust I haven't put you to any inconvenience, Mr. Tariq.
Not at all. I'm merely curious why you found it necessary to protect me. Am I in some sort of danger?
Not yet. You see, we simply wanted to talk to you before it was generally known that you had arrived in London.
Oh.
You have business here?
Legitimate business. I'm here to acquire that early Picasso the Raleigh Gallery has put up for sale.
Oh, that one. So now you want it for your own collection. Too bad you couldn't have kept it when you recovered it for us in Copenhagen, 37.
Not Copenhagen, Inspector. Stockholm. And it was 38. And if I know you, I doubt if you'd let me keep it.
Well, it would have been a little irregular for you to keep stolen property. Anyway, your services were invaluable.
As a matter of fact, I did help you.
As a matter of fact, that is why I wanted to talk to you. You know the Duchess of Stafford, don't you?
I've done business with her.
You have seen her collection, then?
Very few people have, but I was fortunate enough to get a brief glimpse.
It's been stolen.
Whoever got away with this knows his business.
Quite right. If it hadn't been for an accident, it might have gone undiscovered for months or even years.
Accident?
A murder in Soho. An unsavory man, previously associated with several robberies. Wouldn't have thought much of it, except we found a setting. Interlocking S's. Gold filigree.
Yes, that's the Stafford setting, all right. And the stone?
Missing.
No, that's not what I meant. It was an emerald, wasn't it?
Naturally, all the Stafford stones are emeralds.
An emerald, of course.
Didn't you just say you had seen them?
Oh, yes, I did. I was just thinking. That's my birthstone.
Your birthstone? Very interesting. Where was I?
You had discovered the Stafford setting on a dead man.
Quite happily, I might say, because when we checked at Stafford Castle, we discovered that the original collection had been entirely and very carefully replaced with an imitation set.
It's been done before.
Naturally, we've kept it secret, hoping that the thieves might try to dispose of the collection. We don't want to discourage them. That's why we wanted to speak to you confidentially.
Inspector, you have the most efficient organization in the world to deal with this kind of thing. What do you need me for?
For two reasons. You are one of the few men who would recognize the Stafford Emeralds out of their settings. And, quite frankly, there is always the possibility that if they were offered to you, you might consider them a bargain.
And, of course, you wanted me to know that it wouldn't be such a good bargain after all, now that Scotland Yard is looking for them.
Exactly.
Very kind of you.
And you are interested.
Unfortunately, I'm only stopping in London for a day or two to acquire the Picasso, if I can. After that, I'm flying to Cairo. On business, of course. So, you see, Inspector, time really doesn't permit me to assist you.
In that case, I'm very sorry, Mr. Toddy. Naturally, you will keep this a secret.
Naturally. Goodbye, Inspector. It would have been very simple for me to tell Inspector Phillips that just a few hours ago, I had seen part of the Stafford collection, though not in its original setting, adorning the neck of an extremely attractive young lady. Why didn't I tell him? I don't really know. Ah, but she is beautiful, isn't she? And we did make a date at the Hotel Claridge, and if Inspector Phillips knew what I know, by now she would be under arrest and she wouldn't be able to keep our date. And I hate to be stood up. That's why I didn't tell her.
Derek, is there anyone in London you don't know?
Well, if there is, I certainly didn't run into him tonight.
When we started out this evening, I didn't know anyone here but you. Now I feel quite at home.
That makes me very happy.
Are you going to be in London long?
My plans are always flexible. You?
I think so.
Then I'll arrange my business accordingly. Please, allow me.
Thank you.
No nightcap?
No nightcap. Good night, Tariq.
Good night, Marion.
Good evening, Marion.
Oh.
Have a nice time?
Well, I didn't expect you...
Oh, I've been here for hours. You didn't say anything about going out?
Well, I didn't think...
You also said you didn't know anyone in London, Marion.
Well, I
just thought I'd drop by and let you know we're leaving tomorrow for Antibes.
Tariq.
Good afternoon, Marion. May I join you?
Sit down, if you don't mind the sand.
Thank you.
Well, what are you doing here in Antibes?
We had a date in London. But then again, it's much more pleasant this time of year in the south of France, don't you think?
I like it.
Have you been in the water yet?
In this suit?
Yes, I was just wondering.
How How did you find out that I came down here?
A telephone operator at the Claridge, good friend of mine. You know, the Mediterranean is always so peaceful and relaxed. Couldn't you just stay here forever?
Tariq, did you follow me here?
Of course.
Oh.
Do you mind?
On the contrary, I'm pleased.
Well, that's a relief.
Didn't you expect me to be?
I didn't know. After all, you ran out on me.
Want an explanation?
I hate explanations. Anyway, we're still going to have that dinner, aren't we?
You must be awfully hungry by now.
I am.
Then, 8:30?
8:30.
I'm staying at the Hotel de la Plage.
I know, room 202.
Oh, you seem to have taken care of everything. Au revoir, Tariq.
Au revoir, Marion. Mon vieux, venez ici.
Ah, monsieur. Un moment. You will buy some more skills, eh?
I've bought a lot of things from you at many times, Michon.
No. C'est impossible. Tariq.
But unless you can guarantee me a perfect pearl in each oyster, I'm not buying any today.
Tariq, my friend, comment vas-tu?
Bien, merci, et tu?
Comme si, comme ça.
Since when have you been reduced to selling seafood, Michon?
Oh, it's not too bad. It brings me into contact with some very interesting people.
What happened to your place in Cairo?
Ah, Tariq, you remember how well I was doing, eh? A nice little business.
A little shady.
Perhaps a little shady around the edges. And you, my friend, what are you up to, eh?
Nothing much.
I have never known you to do anything, nothing much. Just what are you in Antibes for, eh?
My health.
And I have never known you to do anything for your health, either. There are only two reasons for you doing anything. Women and...
That's a good enough reason.
Oui, under other circumstances, maybe, but there is something going on around here.
Really?
Yes, don't tell me you don't know.
No, I just got here.
Well, then I have news for you. If you take a good look around, you might recognize some old, familiar faces.
I'm strictly here on a holiday.
But if something really good turns up...
No thanks, Michon.
I should have known. You are still like a clam, Tariq. You open up only when the tide is right. But don't worry. I will be here when it is right.
I'm much obliged to you, Michon. But this is a personal matter between a lovely lady and myself.
I don't want to interrupt your train of thought, but they stopped playing that tango you're dancing 10 minutes ago.
They could have stopped playing altogether, and I wouldn't have known.
Wouldn't you feel rather conspicuous dancing in front of all those people without any music?
People? What people?
Time, darling. Don't you like it?
Oh, I love it. But don't you think perhaps you'd better steer for a while now?
I don't mind going around in circles. Do you?
Where are we going, Tariq?
That's the first time you've asked me that. Are you getting bored with me?
Fool. It isn't what I meant at all.
Oh?
Well, what I really meant was that we... Well, you...
Us?
Yes.
That's right. We don't know much about each other, do we?
Perhaps that's why we get along so well together. Anyway, I don't care where we're going, Tariq.
Marion.
Tariq.
I'm glad Marion knows where we're going, because I certainly don't. As a matter of fact, I don't even know whether she's a thief or as nice as she seems to be. I must confess that whatever she is, I'm enjoying myself very much. If she is innocent, how did she come into possession of that Stafford emerald she was wearing so openly? But if she really stole the emerald, Well, then she won't be able to enjoy her vacation much longer. Not if I know Scotland Yard. One thing I do know. It's time I asked Marion a few questions.
Just a moment, please.
Good evening, Marion.
Oh. Hello.
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I did want to see you before you went to sleep.
Yes?
Marion, so far I've tried to interfere as little as possible with your private life. So I hope you won't be offended if I make this an exception.
Something the matter?
How do you happen to know Francois Tariq?
Tariq? Oh, I met him on board ship, and I saw him in London.
And you think it's just a coincidence that he happens to be here in Antibes?
No. He followed me here.
Marion, have you any idea who Tariq is?
Well, an art collector.
Huh.
Well, isn't he?
Oh, yes, he collects things all right. That is why we must be very careful. If you've been in this game as long as I have, you'd know that he can be one of the most dangerous men in the world.
Oh, I can't believe that.
I know. You find him attractive. You're not the first one. You won't be the last. That's why I wanted to talk to you before you become too deeply involved.
Then you suggest I shouldn't see him again.
We have an agreement, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
All right, I'll leave it to you, Marion, to handle this in your own way. And believe me, everything depends on it. What?
I have no choice.
Good. Oh, yes, and another thing. Don't forget the Marquesa's ball tomorrow night. Wear the green set.
Tomorrow night?
Good night, Marion.
Well, what'd she say?
Oh, nothing much, but it's obvious she's crazy about him.
That guy gets all the dames.
I know. It doesn't interest me. I wouldn't want to make an issue because of that. All I want to know is this. Is he after the Stafford collection? Because if he is, Max, we'll have to handle Tariq in our own way.
Just a minute, please. Yes, I'm coming. Hello?
Tariq.
Yes?
This is Marion.
Oh, hello, darling.
Tariq, I'm awfully sorry, but I won't be able to see you tonight.
Oh, what a shame.
Believe me, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm glad you called me. I hope you're not leaving town again without notice.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Good, then I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm sorry, Tariq. I'm afraid I won't be able to see you tomorrow either.
Any particular reason?
Well, no. I'm sorry. Goodbye, Tariq.
Was it a nice party, Marion?
Tariq.
Mind if I come in for a few moments?
Well, no.
The Marquesa's a charming woman, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
You look lovely tonight. New dress?
Yes.
And that emerald. Why, I haven't seen it on you since you wore it on board ship.
Did you come here to talk to me about my jewelry?
I assumed from our all too brief telephone conversation today that you had something you wanted to tell me.
I did. Tariq, you've been very nice, but the holiday's over.
What's happened, Marion?
You must have suspected that I had a reason for coming to Antibes.
Naturally.
You said yourself we know nothing about each other. Well, I'm not as free as perhaps you might have thought I was.
I hadn't thought about it at all.
Well, that's the reason why I won't be able to see you anymore. There's...
Yes?
There's someone else.
Darling, you're a very poor liar.
But I'm not lying to you. I've been trying to tell you. If you'd only listen, if you'd only believe me.
Marion, please.
Oh, Tariq.
Darling. Oh. You know, without a word, you've just told me an awful lot about yourself. Now, this should really make me feel good. I've made Marion cry. I've assured myself that no matter what intrigue she's involved in, she really cares for me. And now that I've found this out, I have to take advantage of her. I have to go back up to her room and steal that emerald. I can't very well know where this will lead. But whatever the consequences, the emerald must not be found with Marion. Aha. Hello, Michon.
What is the matter? Are you alone on a beautiful night like this?
Very sad.
Or perhaps you're here on business after all, eh?
As a matter of fact, Michon, I just acquired this emerald.
Magnifique. How did you get it?
I'm ashamed to say, by making love to a girl.
Will you need my help, then?
Sorry, I don't think so.
You needed me once?
Come to think of it, you saved my life once.
Yes, but I had to get you arrested to do it.
I'll never forget you, Michon. I spent a very uncomfortable night.
Better in a Bastille, Tariq, than in a morgue.
For short periods, yes. Good night, Michon.
Good night.
Got a match, chum?
Certainly. I have an extra pack.
Wasn't necessary to hit him that hard, Max.
He ain't dead yet.
I asked you to bring him here to my yacht, but not in this condition. A floating corpse is one thing. A floating corpse with a broken skull is another.
But you don't take chances with a guy like Tariq.
Oh, why, you dirty...
All right, that won't do any good, Tariq. Relax.
Oh, Brockway. Now it all makes sense. Don't your shops in Miami and Palm Beach keep you busy enough? Why are you branching out?
Why are you suddenly so interested in my business?
I didn't even know this was your business.
And I didn't know you would stoop to become such a petty thief. Stealing from a girl you've been making love to.
You don't have to bother looking for the emerald, Tariq. You won't have to worry about things like that anymore.
Oh, a floating corpse, eh? Do you think that will do you any good?
At least it will prevent you from interfering with my plans again.
But, Brockway, if I had known that this was your deal, I wouldn't have had to waste so much time with your lovely accomplice.
Marion Shelley?
Yes?
Just a model I hired in New York to show off my stuff.
Model? Well, anyway, my friend, you're taking an awful chance showing off the Stafford jewels.
What do you know about the Stafford jewels?
I know now who has them.
Oh, you do you?
Tell me, Brockway, what happened to the man that tried to dispose of one of the settings?
Eddie,
shut up, Max.
Or do you know he was murdered in Soho?
How do you know?
Scotland Yard. So if you think that your imitation set is still doing its job, you're making a mistake because they're already looking for the real set. You see, gentlemen, you're in a fine pickle. You can't possibly get rid of these things now. There's only one man in the world who can do that for you.
Brockway, this guy knows too much. We better get rid of him right away.
Just a minute, Max. And you think you're that man, do you, Tariq?
I can't think of any other.
What guarantee will I have?
None. But you have nothing to lose except your skins. If you don't unload now, you're in real trouble.
And what do you expect to get out of this?
Something I happen to want in London. It might cost a little more than I can afford at the moment.
You expect me to trust you?
Why not? If I know you, you're not going to let me out of your sight. And you're not going to let those jewels out of your own hands. All I'll do is make the right contact for you.
Your idea sounds good, Tariq. But it doesn't mean very much without details.
Well, the trouble with disposing of such a magnificent collection as the Duchess of Stafford's is that no one really can enjoy it except someone that might feel he is entitled to it. For instance, the Maharaja of Rampur should be interested because these same jewels were taken away from his family in 1784. Fortunately, he's spending a little time in Monte Carlo just now.
And what is to prevent me from going to the Maharaja of Rampur myself?
Do you know the Maharaja of Rampur?
Oh.
Well, then, it's a bit of a problem. However, there's a friend of mine in Antibes. He has lived in Rampur most of his life. He knows the Maharaja. You know the Maharaja as well as I do, you will understand that we will have to handle the situation in exactly the same way We did that little incident we were talking about the other day.
Of course.
What incident was that?
Oh, simply a device to get in touch with the right people. Oh, one other thing, Brockway. You'd better not let Mary and Shelley know anything at all about this.
Oh, you think I'm crazy? She knew the whole thing could blow up on our faces.
You hear that, Michon?
Entendu.
And, Brockway, I hope you don't mind my pointing this out, but if Marion should become too agitated about the loss of that emerald, you had better let her think that I took it.
You did.
And that I still have it.
Now, don't worry. I'll attend to the girl.
Good. How soon do you think you can get a train to Monte Carlo?
There's one leaving at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Michon, that means you must make the arrangements immediately with the Maharaja's secretary.
The Maharaja's secretary, immediately. Au revoir, mes amis.
You see, gentlemen, you should have come to me in the first place.
Operator, will you get me the police, please? Yes, the police. It's very urgent.
Open up this compartment, please.
Who is it?
Les gendarmes.
What do you want?
I am looking for François Tariq. Are you Monsieur Tariq?
No.
I am. What is it?
Monsieur, it is necessary that we search you.
What for? Brockway, was this your idea?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Why would
Just a moment, gentlemen. I think we will search all of you.
Necessary, Inspector Phillips. I'd rather not.
It's most important that you identify Miss Shelley.
Well, all right.
Well, cell number 7.
Thank you very much.
Company. How nice. Greetings, Inspector Phillips.
Good to see you, Marion.
Is this the man, Miss Shelley?
Yes.
Very well, then. Mr. Tariq, there are a couple of things that you'll have to explain.
Did you come all the way from London just to ask me a few questions, Inspector?
It would have been much more convenient if you had stayed in London.
But, Inspector, you seem to know Miss Shelley. Do you blame me for following her to Antibes?
Yes, Inspector Phillips. He followed me, and now you know why he followed me.
Well, of course...
And furthermore, now that I have identified him, I'd like to leave right away.
Don't you think she's beautiful, Inspector?
Well, oh, stop it. It's bad enough that you once said those things, but now, how you have the audacity to stand there and...
I beg your pardon.
Don't you think that the acid test of a woman's beauty is how she looks when she's angry, Inspector?
Well, I never
I wasn't going to say anything to you, because it really doesn't mean anything to me anymore, Tariq. But you may as well know just how I feel. If you think for one moment that I care whether you meant any of those things you told me, you're greatly mistaken. That we had so much fun together, that we were meant for each other, that nothing else in the world mattered.
That nothing could go wrong between us as long as we trusted each other.
Yes, as long as we trusted each other.
Oh, now, I say...
Darling, will you have dinner with me tonight?
Oh, you must be out of your mind, asking me out to dinner after what you've done. I'm glad to know that you won't be able to go anywhere for quite some time. And now, Inspector, shall we go?
Of course, Michele.
Fine, we'll all go. Oh, Inspector, would you mind shutting that door behind you?
Of course.
But, Inspector, how can you let him out of the cell like that?
I've been trying to tell you, but the conversation got a little personal and I couldn't help overhearing.
I don't understand.
Apparently you don't realize that you are indebted to my good friend Tariq here.
Indebted?
You see, what you don't realize is that Michon, the man who told you to call the police to have Tariq arrested, was acting under Tariq's instructions. But, Tariq, why didn't you have Michon call the police directly?
For the same reason that I turned you down at our first meeting. If you had known that Miss Shelley was in possession of the emerald, you'd have arrested her, and Brockway would have had a chance to get away.
Ah, and that's also why you wanted Miss Shelley to call the police, so she would be entirely cleared of the matter.
And make sure that the police would find the stuff on Brockway.
Very neat, sir.
I suppose, Tariq, if I told you that I was just hired to wear that emerald, it would have been much simpler for you.
Much simpler, perhaps, darling, but not nearly as much fun.
You have just heard the first in a new series of romantic adventures starring Turan Bey as the notorious Tariq. This is a presentation of the American Broadcasting Company, written and produced by Milton Merlin and directed by Dwight Houser. Music composed and conducted by Basil Adler. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.